Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, I own Learbird. Another question and answer that came into our website, and we get them every day. People don't have to be customers to ask a question, and my wife, Cindy, who's a much better dog trainer than me, answers them all. But we've been doing it for a long, long time. So this is a good question because it's something we see a lot throughout the years. And it's about someone that gets two puppies and tries to raise them at the same time and the problems that they run into. The answer is always the same. It's just different puppies of different ages. But I'll read the question and then we'll talk about it. I recently got a male Doberman. He's 3 months old right now. Yesterday, I went out and got a golden retriever that's 2 months old. But my Doberman keeps standing over him and biting him. I shouldn't laugh, but the golden retriever and the Doberman seem to be fighting over food as well, even though I try and give them food separately. That's normal behavior on two dogs. I don't know what to do, and my Doberman doesn't listen when I tell him to stop. Please help. The point here is that trying to raise two puppies at the same time and give them the correct amount of time and training and conditioning, we would never do this. And it's a ton of work to do it correctly. Raising them together and letting them interact is a bad idea. It all comes down to letting them practice bad behavior again and again and again every day. It's a recipe for disaster. The only solution is to learn how to manage these dogs correctly. And if you're going to raise the two of them, you got some work ahead of you. We have a video, it doesn't cost hardly anything, how Cindy and I manage dogs in our house. When we bring a puppy into our house, they don't interact with our other dogs. We just got through going through the process on a Chihuahua that I love, and I raised police service dogs for 35 years. But this Chihuahua, it's a long-haired Chihuahua named Pip, and she's just about 2 years old, and it's just in the last couple months we let her start to freely have the run of the house and not be in the X-pen. We actually, on our first floor of our house, have three X-pens, one in the living room off to the side of the TV. We have another X-pen off to the side of the kitchen table where the puppy goes, and that's where it eats. And sometimes when it gets a little rowdy, we'll put it in there. So we got the one by the TV, the one by the kitchen table, and then we have another X-pen where the other two small dogs, we have a Border Terrier and we have a Shih Tzu. And the Border Terrier is 13, the Shih Tzu's 10. They'll sleep in there at night, so we have them confined. We don't feed them in the same place at the same time. And we feed our dogs twice a day. The Chihuahua gets fed in the X-pen by the kitchen table. The other two, the 13-year-old Border Terrier gets fed outside of this pen by our steps. The Shih Tzu, Rosie, gets fed inside of the pen. So even on 10 and 13 and 2-year-old dogs, they all get fed separately. And we have three of these X-pens on the first floor, and I have an X-pen next to my bed at night where the Chihuahua, for the first year and a half, slept every single night of her life. Recently, we've allowed Pip to run free in the house when we're there with the other two dogs that are loose. Once we saw Stella and Rosie laying on the blankets on the couch and Pip jumping up and laying down there with them, that was a big moment for us because that told us that they've settled all their excitement, they've settled all their little issues that they might have had, and she gets up there and lays down. That's when we let them all run together. And we will put them all in the large X-pen at night now. So Pip is now 2 years old, and just in the last month, the three of them have three different beds in this larger area by our steps that's a large X-pen area. So, kind of rambling a little bit, but it's such a common question, and people love dogs. They get another dog because they enjoy the first dog so much, but they don't realize they're putting hand grenades in their house, and they don't know the problems that they don't know. And this person I give them credit for writing and asking what to do. We got a lot of information on Learbird for this. I did a video online course years ago. Still very, very good. Your puppy 8 weeks to 8 months. It's excellent. Maybe it was 8 weeks to 12 months. We have a lot of very good information on our website. We have online courses, DVDs, and streams, but we have a number of puppy videos. We'll put them at the end of this video so you can look and see. I would say get this little course that we did on how to manage dogs in our house. Get the 8 weeks to 12 months video that we have, or maybe it's 8 weeks to 8 months. Can't remember. I did it too long ago. But we have an excellent video that we did with one of our instructors, Michael Ellis, on how to build a relationship with your dog. And that starts with young dogs too. So there's so much to learn, and it never ends. Here I am, 77 years old, and the beauty of it is I'm still learning every single day new things about how to live with and how to train dogs.